7:53 now. This is Bill Wills, Tech Tuesday. Agent Derek Meister checks in, our friend from the Geek Squad. Painesville, what'd you get, like 4 feet of snow here in the last couple days?
It definitely feels like it when you're trying to dig your way out.
It's funny driving. You know, we're fortunate enough at parking a garage, but yesterday we were driving to North Olmsted, a couple other places, and you could see people, you see cars that would have like a foot of snow on the hood, and you could tell they parked out. It's dug the car out, then drove away.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where you can kind of tell almost where people are from in Northeast Ohio just by how much snow they're carrying with them.
We check in with Agent Derek Meister on Tuesday for a couple tech things. And speaking of the snow, you found an app that helps me find a snowplow, huh?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people talk about apps like Uber or Airbnb, things that are what they call on-demand services. There's actually one called Plows and Mows. You can actually just do a search for Plows, P-L-O-W-Z, Plows app. Essentially what it does, allows you to search for on-demand snow plowing. And of course, you know, eventually when we do get warmer weather, mowing services. Well, if you look up your area, give the type of driveway that you have, whether it's a gravel driveway, a curved driveway, whatever, it'll actually then give you an estimate for what it'll actually cost and then allow you to actually order up that service whenever and wherever, just straight from your smartphone.
Sounds like smart marketing if you're a snowplow operator, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's a great way for, you know, people to find that small little guy. So if you actually just visit plowsandmows.com, you can actually see the website, or just do a search for Plows, P-L-O-W-Z, in your smartphone store. It is available for both Android and iOS.
All right, a few other apps that you've come across of interest on the safety front as well. First aid help from the Red Cross, huh?
Yeah, the Red Cross actually has a couple of apps out there. If you just visit redcross.org/mobile apps/first aid app, this basically just has tips on everything from frostbite as well as other things that you might encounter that can actually help you kind of prepare for that, both that winter and then, of course, you know, later in the year, things like they actually have their tornado app and that sort of thing. So they have a whole series of apps that you might want to check out. All free, and again, both for Android and iOS.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me. A couple of apps he's come across that you might be interested in. Now, you've got one for kids to calculate. I'm not sure if this is a good idea, but there's you can calculate a mortgage payment, your car payment, and you found an app that could calculate the chances. There's no school?
Yeah. In fact, it's both a website and a downloadable app. You can visit snowdaycalculator.com for more information. You just enter in your zip code, what type of school. It gives you a rough chance. For example, right now it's saying that there's a very tiny chance for today. And tomorrow, it's giving us about a 47% chance of a snow day, depending on exactly where you're at in Ohio. Interesting thing about this was actually built a few years back by a kid who was at the time a 16-year-old high school student. He's actually now at MIT. Working on these kind of, you know, automatic calculations.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. On Twitter, we can follow you how?
I'm on Twitter as Agent3012. Of course, you can always, great way for you to kind of avoid having to bring that computer in during winter's wrath. You can actually make use of our 24/7 remote tech support by visiting geeksquad.com/support.
Follow him on Twitter. He's got some links, tweets on the different apps that we mentioned this morning on Tech Tuesday, Agent Derek Meister. I'll let you get back to shoveling. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.